Let's go to Vahayam Shemaya. Let's try to start something new. Page Resh Nun Aleph, Vahayam Shemaya. Okay, the first parasha is Kabbalas El Malchus Shemayim, and we spoke the primary parts were B'cholavavcha, B'chol Nafshcha, B'chol Miyadecha. And now, Vahayam Shemaya. What's this about? Parasha Zu Koru Chazal, Parshas Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs. Chazal call it the Parsha of accepting the yoke of mitzvahs. Kavanas Oil. Why do we call it a yoke? Who? Shiyesha Noita Ha'odam Levatel Ezekiah Mitzvah. Machmas Hakushi Yoya Matzav. Sometimes a person has a Yetzahara not to do a mitzvah because it's hard or because the situation is Uki Yetzabai. Vafapike Nichna Tachas Ha'oil. Nevertheless, he bends himself to the yoke. Why is Shema first and Vahayim Shemaya second? First you accept on yourself Ol Malchus Shemayim, v'akach mekabel olav Ol Mitzvus.
It sounds in the Torah anyway.
What?
It's in the Torah that way.
In the Torah it's that way. Okay, you're right. I guess explain why it is that way in the Torah. L'chein yesh lahafsik l'rega. You should pause. Bein say parasha shema l'tchilas v'ayam shemaya. I guess if there's enough time in shul to pause. Mikivan shemeschilin kam binyan acher. You should stop a minute and think about what you're saying. Usually we just daven straight. And you should think that that's Kabbalah al machu shemayim. This Kabbalah shal mitzvah. Shal mitzvah avas Hashem nitztavinu. Then on the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, we're commanded up to the degree of Mesiras Nefesh. The Kabbalah of other mitzvahs, there's no such commandment. Chai ben v'loy shamas ben. Mokim pikuach nefesh oynis yavar oy v'al yarak. And it's better to be over than to be killed. Now, one of the things that strikes me is that every mitzvah that's in the parsha of Kabbalah's el mitzvahs is also in Kabbalah's el machu shemayim. In other words, the mitzvahs that appear are tefillin, Talmud Torah, and mezuzah. And all three appear in the first parasha as well. So it's hard to see which mitzvahs appear here, except for the fact we start on mitzvah Yisayah, Shonichim Mitzvah Veschem Ayayim, but the mitzvahs Pashat seem to apply to these mitzvahs as opposed to those mitzvahs. And it would seem that the answer is that before we do the mitzvahs as an expression of Ol Malchus Shemayim. We do the mitzvahs as an expression of closeness to Hashem. And here we do the mitzvahs as an acceptance of the Ol HaMitzvahs. So there are two different mentalities to it, two different ideas. It's interesting, for the 100th anniversary of Torah V'Das, they put out a Hamasifta journal where they went back to the old Rosh Yeshivas and tried to get Ishtikul Torah from everybody. Which is sometimes hard because some of them have not been around for a very long time. So from Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, I've never seen anything in print, any Divrei Torah printed. He used to say, call me mister. He didn't hold himself as a rabbi. So they called his great-grandchildren. He passed away in 48. So it's already over 70 years since his patira. So they called a grandchild, and he had notes in Yiddish, which they switched over to Hebrew. He gave a kuzari shir in the yeshiva, and he had notes. And it caught my eye is his introduction to the kuzari shir, which is very appropriate for this part of Shema. He introduced kuzari by saying that there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam and the Kuzari. I don't know if he meant the Svarim or the people, but he says the following. He says that the Kuzari starts by putting in the mouth of the king of the person who comes to the king. There's, in Kuzari is an exchange between, it's written as an exchange, a discussion between a king and a chaver, and a Talmid Chacham. And the message that with which it begins is that the chaver tells the Kuzar, the king of the Kuzars, that your rotzen, the things you desire, find favor in the eyes of God, but your actions don't. In other words, it's nice to want, it's nice to feel the closest to Hashem, but if you don't do what you gotta do, so it's missing. It has to translate itself into Kiyum Mitzvahs. And the different parts of the Kuzari, at least some parts of them, talk about the Kiyum Mitzvahs as a tool in serving Hashem. The most beautiful part of the Kuzari, I only went to Kuzari once, maybe twice, but what sticks in my mind, he talks about the fact that Jews make brachas all the time. The Kuzar is a non-Jewish king, king of an area in Russia that converted to Judaism. And he's inquiring about Judaism. He says, why do you guys make brachas all the time? Like, all the time you gotta make brachas, you know, but you go to the church, you serve God, and you go home. So he said, what do you mean? Making brachas is the most beautiful thing in the world. Everything you do, you realize, wow, God is so good to me. You eat a piece of cake, you realize God is so good to me. You take a drink of water, God is so good to me. It's great. But anyway, what he writes is that the Kuzari's message is that wanting is not good enough, you have to do. He said the theme of the Rambam is the reverse. And the Rambam agrees you have to do. The Rambam's theme is that doing mitzvahs is all a tool to seeing Hashem. In other words, the actions are a tool to have that hergish. And the Kuzari is built on the fact that feeling are tools to serving Hashem, which is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs and Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim. Really, that's what it is. The two ideas that he points out as the difference between the Kuzari and the Rambam is that one is that feeling close to Hashem is wonderful, but it's going to come out in Kiyum Mitzvah, which is Kabbalas al Mitzvahs. And the other is that, even though you do all the mitzvahs, it's got to come out as an expression of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, of closeness to Hashem. So that's really the two parashas. The first parasha talks about tefillin and mezuzah and learning. But it talks about them as an expression of al Malchus Shemayim. The second parasha talks about them as in Shemayah Tishma Mitzvah Yisai, if you'll do the mitzvahs, then it'll be good. Then that's what I want. So it talks about, I guess, what we call the Kuzari's Mahalach, which is the idea of with all your Avas Hashem, it's gotta come Lamaisa, it's gotta come to doing it. And those are the two messages.
The Ramban also was like that.
Which way?
You got a great and everything, but you have to express it, manifest itself in Maisa.
I remember once, years ago, I told a woman, there was somebody who complained to me about her husband. And she said, all he does is apologize. Well, he's always apologizing. I mean, he keeps on making mistakes. He keeps apologizing. So I said to her, lady, as long as he's apologizing, you're in good shape. When he stops apologizing, give me a call. Then you got a problem. He's apologizing, so, you know, like he wants to do the right thing. So it's good. She was saying the apologies are not enough. You got to do it, you know, like the Kuzari. These are the two kapitloch. They both talk about the same thing, but one, learning and tefillin and tzitzit and mezuzah is all a way of closeness to Hashem. And the second one, no, the point is the key of mitzvah specifically. V'hayam shvay tishmu, the second paragraph, el mitzvay sai. Atam shamra atayra, el mitzvay sai, v'lo shamaya tishma li mitzvay sai. Two ways of saying two. Hu shamashmoy sloshin el. What's this thing, le and el? Mayre kilo a mitzvah atzma medaberes eleinu, v'aleinu lishmaya mashamaydi alanu. Listen to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is like someone talking to you. And what is the mitzvah letting us know? With the stress on sai, and mitzvah shali, my commandments. Shalaitiyu has hihirus macholis asura ismach shekain derech hayehudim. Don't keep the mitzvahs because it's the culture of the Jewish people. V'loitiyah nachas tefillin in yiminig b'nei Yisrael. And don't wear tefillin because it's the custom. V'loitiyah nachas, elo shekiyam ha-mitzvah yiyah ak v'rak mach v'y shekachtas tavinu mi-yakadish baruch hu. V'loitiyah da-si ba-acheres. Do the mitzvahs as an expression of doing what's in Hashem. V'zeh v'asher anaychi ha-kadish baruch hu ba-atzmai mitzah v'eschem hayayim. Sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you, even though there are many reasons, because we're commanded, the Chinuch says very beautifully, we say a tam for a mitzvah, the word tam means taste, to give you a little taste to the mitzvah. It's a tam ha-mitzvah. It's not the reason. We know God's reason for the mitzvah. But to give it a little taste, so we have a little peek at why Hashem did it. We know we never change what we do because of the reason of the mitzvah. Just like we know in nature, you do a kayach ha-moshe sheyesh l'kador oretz, gravity. We know one of the laws of the physical world is gravity. It's one of the mysteries of nature. The scientists don't know why gravity, the four forces of nature, scientists don't know how they work. And their theories all the time. The power of gravity, it's one of the laws of nature. It's very nice, Marshall. Gravity, you don't say because you don't understand gravity, so it doesn't exist. You know, gravity exists. So just like gravity is a fact of the world, so too the Kiyam Mitzvahs are, so to speak, facts of the world. And that's a very, very healthy way to look at it. Einstein's published his theories of relativity when he was in his 20s, and he spent the rest of his life, by his own admission, trying to find the great unifying theory between the four forces of nature, which he never succeeded. There are four forces of nature that are not that are not understood: magnetism and gravity, and the positive and negative forces of the atom. And they're forces of nature. We don't know how they work. We don't know why they work or how they work. Inertia is a law. It's not a force. Okay. Inertia is a law. There are four forces. That's Aleph Beis in physics. No, inertia is one of you're confusing with Newton's laws. Newton's laws. Newton's laws. One of them was the law of inertia. And there's Newton's laws, and then there's the four forces of gravity. They're two different things. Okay, and anyway, we'll pick up on Thursday, we'll continue from here.